We have certainly all discovered in our personal lives the incredible value of focus and the incredible value of setting goals. It works. When we get up in the day, when we have a clear vision of exactly what we want to accomplish that day, when we have a very specific plan, we can implement that plan, and by the end of the day, we can accomplish precisely the goal that we established the first thing in the morning. When we do this day after day, and when we have an overall vision of where we are headed, we become very successful individuals. Focus works. It succeeds. It allows us to be able to accomplish miracles in our lives. There is, however, a very formidable downside to focus. With focus, we are narrow-mindedly centering on a very tiny aspect of what it means to be alive, of what it means to feel the full pleasures of being in a body. One of the serious consequences of focus is that we pump out our adrenaline minute after minute, and our bodies never have the opportunity to settle into that delicious state of relaxation. When our bodies are pumping out adrenaline continuously, it is no wonder that after a few years, our hormones will be out of balance. It is no wonder that the body will say, hey, there's no real need or necessity for me to manufacture any dopamine because this body isn't asking for it and doesn't need it. Of course, without dopamine, there are serious neurological implications. The idea of a vision quest as an exercise, and I might say a very simple exercise at that, is to invite you to acknowledge and honor the value of focus, but to also recognize how that has narrowed experience of living a life to its fullest. Open up a vision of seeing what is missed moment to moment, and lo and behold, you begin to take in the full pleasures, the full wonders of what the world has to offer to us. It is possible when we open up our awareness of where we are at in the moment, we can then come into full balance with all of our intricate hormones. A vision quest, then, is an invitation to open up a narrow focus wider and wider and wider and wider each time you sit, so that by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the year, you make it a habit to take in with your vision the deliciousness of what it means to be in the world fully, completely, and in a fully occupied body. You can still focus, you can still set goals, but at the same time, it's possible to open up your vision of what you are seeing moment to moment. The vision quest is most successful when you are in environments that are totally familiar. There will be pictures that you hung years ago that you actually haven't looked at or taken in. Do that now. There are items, knickknacks, in the room where you are sitting, or outside there are birds and critters that you may not have really stopped to notice. Notice them now, and watch how your body immediately settles into a place of deep relaxation. The symptoms of Parkinson's are no longer able to rear their ugly head when stress is not present. Moment to moment, bringing yourself into a place of centeredness and balance means that stress cannot be a part of who you are in that moment. Enjoy your vision quest for the rest of the week. Every time you sit, find something new to look at and take in fully and completely. Enjoy the deliciousness of what it means to be alive and in a physical body. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.